Hello, I'm Tony Robinson. For the first time ever, we're being asked for our say on changing the way we do politics. Most of us don't get a real say in choosing our MP because we live in safe seats. We know who's going to win, however we vote. Many MPs land up in these safe seats even when most of their local voters haven't voted for them.
I live in a safe seat, so I see every day, every year, every time there's an election, people just not interested in going out and voting because their voice isn't going to change anything.
Under First Past the Post, people can't actually vote for who they want to vote for in many circumstances. In the seat where I live, I have to vote tactically in order to keep a party out, and that shouldn't be the case.
First Past the Post fitted in the 1950s and 1960s when we lived in a two-party state. But fast forward 40 years, we're living in a multi-party state.
Most people aren't represented in Parliament. Even now, we see people taking to the streets, and I feel that they don't get a say, and the voting system is fundamentally to blame for that.
First Past the Post allows MPs to have seats for life, and that means that they don't get challenged in how they perform their job.
If you're an MP for a safe seat, the temptation is to take it easy. You don't have to put yourself out for the people you represent. Just sit back and enjoy your expenses. This needs to change. We have to do more than just tinker with the expenses rules, and now we have that chance. In the referendum on May the 5th, we can vote yes to a small change which will make a big difference. It's called AV, the alternative vote. We keep constituencies just as now, but instead of just marking a cross against one name, we can rank the candidates in order. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. What it means is that you get more of a say. And with AV, your next MP would have to get the support of 50% of the voters to be sure of winning. Some now are backed by less than 1 in 3. There'll be far fewer safe seats, so MPs will have to work harder to get and keep their jobs. It's a simple system, and it won't cost any more than the current one. It's easier for voters, and it's harder for politicians, which is why so many of them are fighting against this change. So please, vote yes on May the 5th to make your MP work harder to earn and keep our support. We may never get another chance to have our say. Thank you.